Scottish Disability Equality Forum Leading Disability Equality in Scotland, December 2014. SDEF Voice 20. We are delighted to bring to you our latest news and developments from Scottish Disability Equality Forum in our last issue of SDEF Voice for 2014. We would like to thank all our members for their continued support, in particular our board and sponsors, and most of all the Access panels, who all work very hard in breaking the barriers to inequalities in Scotland. 2014 has been a busy period for SDEEEF, with many changes and great success, and a lot to look forward to in 2015. This year the SDEF team have decided to donate to a local food bank, the GIT charity http://www.gatecharity.org, instead of a staff secret Santa. We would like to wish all our members a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we look forward to working with you in 2015. SDEF team /, Facebook, Twitter, website, email us, LinkedIn. Good news about Scottish Independent Living Fund, ILF. The Scottish Government have published information about the transfer of ILF from the UK to Scotland. Existing ILF users will be transferred automatically and will continue to receive their ILF. The fund will also be open to new users from 2016. Go to our website to read full article and facts, http://www.def.org.uk/index.php/closure-of-the-independent-living-fund ILF Disability Roadshow 2015. Our Disability Roadshow events will be starting up again next year. The following dates have been scheduled so far: the 19th of February 2015, Aberdeen; the 26th of February 2015, Falkirk; the 10th of March 2015, Glasgow. Further details will be sent out during January 2015. If you would like to book early or find out more about our Disability Roadshow events, please contact Marvin Brooks telephone 00125927203, email mail to marvin.brooks@def.org.uk. Glasgow Airport. Glasgow Airport Limited is dedicated to providing accessibility for people with reduced mobility, the PRMS, throughout its facilities at Glasgow Airport. Download Glasgow Airport's document, our assistance for passengers with reduced mobility, http://www.glasgowairport.com/media/93878/15475-PRM-document 231014SML.PDF. Please also visit Glasgow Airport's passengers information website page, http://www.glasgowairport.com/in-departing/passenger-info/Renfrewshire-access-panel. Would like to ask if any of our members who are travelling through Glasgow Airport in the next 3 months to take part in a mystery shopper survey. By taking part in the survey, you will receive a £10 voucher. For more information, please contact Renfrewshire Access Panel, email mail to inquiries@renfrewshireaccesspanel.org.uk, mobile/text 07747036028. Stroke Association's 2015 Life After Stroke Awards. The Life After Stroke Awards, sponsored by the TONINGUI Charitable Foundation, celebrate the courage of the 1.2 million stroke survivors living in the UK, and the dedication of thousands of carers and volunteers who support them. Nominations open on the 5th of November. If you know an inspiring stroke survivor, carer, volunteer or professional, then nominate them today and give them the chance to be part of a fabulous celebration. There are several award categories, and the closing date for nominations is the 30th of January 2015. Winners are invited to attend a star-studded awards ceremony at London's Rosewood Hotel on the 25th of June 2015. Details of how to make your nomination are available at www.stroke.org.uk/LASA. Access all stations. Lee Kennedy is a keen rail enthusiast and wanted to share his experiences in accessing his favourite train stations. He has filmed 3 stations so far, but has many more in the pipeline. The website he has been working on, www.accessallstations.com, shows videos of train stations and facilities from a wheelchair point of view, and describes how to access the station if you're disabled. Disabled Access Day. Disabled Access Day is all about getting out there and trying something new. It could be a new cafe or a new cinema. We want people to try places they have never been to. There are also attractions and venues getting involved on the day and showcasing their disabled access. Disabled Access Day is asking the access panels to take part, no matter where you live, work or play. You simply need to visit somewhere you have never been before on the 17th of January 2015. Whatever you do for Disabled Access Day, make sure that you share your experiences by telling your friends or through social media. By talking and tweeting about great disabled access, more and more businesses will realize that by improving their accessibility they will attract new customers. The message of Disabled Access Day is simple. Get exploring. Get involved now by visiting http://www.disabledaccessday.com. Official opening of the 100th Changing Places Toilet in Scotland. PAMIS and SDEF opened the 100th Changing Places facility at Murrayfield 7 months ahead of schedule, on the 9th of December 2014. During the opening, guests heard from Loretto Lamb, CEO of PAMIS, Mark McDonald, MSP, Parents of Children with Profound and Multiple Learning Disability, PMLD, Ian Rankin, President of the Scottish Rugby Union, and Robert Ferguson, Steph's Disability Access Officer. Go to our website to read full article. http://www.steph.org.uk/index.php/official-opening-of-the-100th-changing-places-toilet in Scotland. Staff update. As many of you know, we were recruiting for a CEO position back in October. Current plans are to re-advertise the position in the new financial year. We will update members on progress accordingly. The Blackwood Concept House. Blackwood has always been a pioneer in accessible housing, having built their first house in Dundee in 1972. The founder, Dr. Margaret Blackwood, was the leading voice in Scotland in the ongoing campaign to improve the lives of people with disabilities in terms of housing, accessibility, and benefits, to name just a few. She was convinced that disability needn't be a barrier to a good life and was an enthusiastic supporter of adaptations to this end. In a BBC radio programme from the late 70s, she said, "People who are completely and utterly disabled, as I really am, have quite a good life if they get the proper gadgets and instruments." Today, the Blackwood vision is to be able to offer people beautiful, accessible and affordable homes. To this end, the Blackwood team has drawn up plans for the accessible house of the future. Now is your chance to really have some input. Blackwood want your help. Please click on the link below. http://www.bespoken.me/forum/topics/the-blackwood-concept-house. If you scroll down the page, you'll be able to see pictures of the Blackwood Concept House, and Blackwood want you to tell them what makes a house accessible. What do you like about the design? What would you change? Please go to Blackwood Foundation website for more details. http://www.bespoken.me/forum/topics/the-blackwood-concept-house. New benefits for SDEF members. We are working hard to improve the membership you receive from SDEEF. As a result, we have secured new benefits just for SDEF members. 5% discount on product sales from Albion Mobility, www.albionmobility.co.uk. 10% discount on printing from CGL Printers. http://www.cgbltd.co.uk/. As a member, you also receive quarterly magazine, Open Door, issue 42, due out January 2015, monthly e-bulletin, Steph Voice, opportunity to have your voice heard with policy consultations, invitation to member events, watch this space for future benefits to come in 2015. Your membership matters. Below is a reminder of what we offer our members. Please contact us if you would like to find out more. Support and signposting. We answer many member inquiries and signpost them to the appropriate organisation, individual or information source. Networking opportunities. We make introductions to key decision makers and contacts and make sure members have frequent opportunities to meet and network with relevant audiences. We help members make the right connections. Your views, experiences and expertise. All our policy is formulated directly from our members' views. experiences and expertise. We believe that our members are the experts we respond to or relevant Scottish Government, parliamentary, think tank and other consultations. We regularly ask our members for their views on many diverse policy issues, which then directly feeds into our policy work and government consultation responses. Annual AGM. Our annual AGM is an opportunity for members to participate in the governance and representation of SDDEEF. Members will be offered the opportunity to attend members' meetings, and where eligible, vote in elections and to stand as candidates themselves. Support will be offered to members to enable them to fulfil their democratic responsibilities. Currently, only full and associate members have voting rights. An AGM will cover a report to members on the activities of SDEF over the past year, provide an opportunity to discuss issues arising from the report, endorsement of the annual report and accounts, reporting to members the results of the election of the board, the appointment of the auditors for the following year, approval of the previous year's minutes of the AGM, suggested areas of SDEF work from members. We also use the AGM as an opportunity to inform members about the work that SDEF is doing from key staff members. Information leaflets. We provide information leaflets on the projects we are working on. You will receive a copy of our leaflets in your members' welcome pack. If you require any additional copies, please call the office to request this, or alternatively they can be downloaded from our website. http://www.def.org.uk/index.php/defresourcecenter/information-leaflets/tweet/forward-to-friend/share. Copyright 2014 Scottish Disability Equality Forum, all rights reserved. Or mailing addresses: 17 Fitty Centre, Cooperage Way, Alloa, FK03LP. Telephone 01259272064. Email info@def.org.uk. Website www.def.org.uk. Subscribe, share past issues, RSS translate.